No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Many of you have now heard the term stepped-up basis and it possibly being eliminated, which is very concerning. I encourage you to schedule your free 15-minute consultation with attorney Harlan Mitchell to find out what you can do to protect yourself and your family. Schedule your appointment with attorney Harlan Mitchell by calling 256-216-9884 or by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Do it today. Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta, Nashville, and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
Would you like enhanced energy, better moods, less fatigue, help with allergies, better sleep, mental clarity, or just want improvement of your overall immune health and well-being? Do you need to recover from intense activities, workouts, or sports? Then IV therapy at the Drip Factor inside Trinity Medical Center is right for you. Our IV drips are filled with nutrients, vitamins, and minerals that will help your body replenish, restore, and achieve your wellness goals. For more information, visit trinity-medicalcare.com and schedule your appointment today at Trinity Medical Center, located at 500 Governor's Drive.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference. Somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi, folks. This is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark Wyatt Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. My daddy is your host, Mark Wyatt.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark Wyatt Show. I am glad that you could join us today as we recognize difference makers in our communities and share their stories to encourage and inspire us all. Those who followed the show last week know that I covered the subject of law enforcement suicide, and I had Blue Help on the line with me, and I noticed the other day that Blue Help had posted about a special scholarship through the Beyond the Badge New York organization, and I wanted to recognize Beyond the Badge New York and have Michelle Panetta join me here on the show today, and she's on the line with me. Welcome to the Mark Wyatt Show, Michelle.
Thank you so much for having me.
Glad to have you. And as I mentioned at the beginning of this, I am a former law enforcement officer myself, was a police officer for many years, graduated police academy back in 2000. So my 20-year mark came up in November. And I know a lot of men and women who have served that struggle with various issues, including the idea of wanting to take their life and not feeling a sense of hope and a sense of purpose in this life because of the struggles that they have, just like my friend Charlie Bradley, who I mentioned that I had interviewed his wife, April. And so this subject, I want to continue to talk about this subject as often as I can so that we do try to get rid of the stigma that's associated with this for families that are struggling with the loss of their loved one.
No, definitely. It's extremely important. And I think, you know, now more than ever, there is, you know, there's a lot going on in the world with between the COVID and, you know, just people being in their homes and their mental health is just struggling. And I think now more than ever, we definitely need to bring awareness to, you know, mental health and suicide and really try to let people know that, you know, what they're going through is normal. It's okay to not be okay. But at the same time, like, suicide is not their only option.
Both you and your husband, Michelle, are in law enforcement. What was it that gave you the drive and the passion to start Beyond the Badge New York?
So it is like a very sensitive topic for us. My husband, Chris, just actually completed 21 years with the NYPD. He's a detective. I am a probation officer up here in New York as well. And in January of 2019, January 5th, actually, me and Chris got married. And Chris's childhood friend of 32 years, Nick Mancaroni, also an NYPD officer from the 106 precinct, had been in attendance at our wedding. We went on our honeymoon. Everything was great. We came back home, and 20 days later, on January 25th, Nick had died by suicide.
I can't imagine what that did to his family and his friends. Like you say, being a fellow officer with Nick, to have that happen can destroy a person. It is a domino effect, really, in the effect that it has on all those who loved and cared about Nick the most.
It was rough, for sure, because, you know, Chris and Nick had been friends since they're 13 years old. So even before they became cops, you know, they were friends. And when it happened, it wasn't real to us, because we were like, we just saw you. How did this happen? You know, and then you start looking back at the wedding video and pictures and talking to people who were at the wedding. And, you know, you find yourself saying, well, did you notice anything? Or, you know, what did we miss? And you start to go through all these different, you know, emotions. And I think for me, like I said, being a police officer compared to a probation officer, it is very different. But I think for me, the hardest part was when we went to the funeral parlor. He didn't get buried in New York. He was buried out of state. So they had like a mini kind of wake. And this was the first time that I've gone to police funerals before. And, you know, you just kind of, there's tons of people and you stand in the back and you don't really see anything. And this was the first time that I stood next to my husband, you know, in a salute, and I'm watching this hearse pull away, and all I can think of, you know, in my head is, I'll always stand by my husband, but I never want to stand by my husband and do something like this again. And as the hearse pulls out, the wheels in your head start turning, because you think to yourself, I'm human. You know, yes, we have this job, but we're humans. We all go through, you know, financial stress and home stress and taking care of sick loved ones and, you know, all these different things. And then you start to say to yourself, could that one day be me? And it's like on a roller coaster, you know, of emotions. It's probably been the hardest 2 years. It's hard for me, but it's extremely hard, you know, for Chris. And we just got to a point where after Nick passed away, so many others in the NYPD kind of, it happened right after him. I think there was about 10 for the NYPD in 2019. And, you know, Chris came home one day and was like, Mish, we got to do something like this. This can't go on anymore. And we decided, you know what, we're going to start this charity. We called it Beyond the Badge, because at the end of the day, there is life behind the badge. Yes, we are officers and we have a job to do, but, you know, we're still somebody's kids. We're still somebody's brother and sister, aunt and uncle. And we want people to realize that there's more to life than just the badge.
Absolutely. And as we both know, the families don't receive the same benefits when an officer takes his life or his or her life. And we understand that they need that assistance. And that's one thing that's a very big part of this special scholarship in Nicholas's name. Yeah. And you started this memorial scholarship. Of course, Blue Help recognized it through their page, and I appreciate that, because they bring awareness to these situations. And since 2019, you and Chris and many others have been dedicated to breaking the stigma surrounding suicide and mental health within law enforcement, and giving officers the strength and the courage and resources that they need to get the help that they deserve.
Yeah, no, and that, and it's like you said, you know, there's a very big difference between a line of duty death and, you know, dying by suicide. And we, through this whole time, yes, we're continuing to break the stigma and, you know, raise mental health awareness and give our fellow brothers and sisters Blue the courage that they need to come forward. But at the same time, we've always wanted to keep Nick's name alive and his memory alive. And, you know, the 15 years of relentless, you know, and selfless duty that he gave to the city. So me and Chris were like, you know what, there really isn't a ton of resources for children whose parent died by suicide. So we said, you know what, that's it. We're creating the Nicholas Mancaroni Memorial Scholarship Fund, you know, and The beauty of it is that it is open to high school seniors and college undergrads, and your parent, your law enforcement parent, had to have died by suicide. So there's finally some type of scholarship and some type of financial relief, you know, for these kids, because like I said, line of duty is very different. You get, you know, a lot more. And a lot of people feel that families who die by suicide don't get the same recognition that they deserve. And nobody should ever have to feel that their years of service, you know, didn't count, for lack of a better word.
Absolutely. I want to take a quick break, if it's okay with you, Michelle, and then come back and talk about how people can help Beyond the Badge New York, how they can help with this scholarship, and then if there are those who qualify that may be listening right now, how they can apply for this scholarship. I know that we have the beginning date of March the 1st and then a close date, I believe, in May, and we can talk about that. We can talk about the different dates and details of this if you'll stick with me.
Sure.
Right now we have on the line with us Michelle Panetta, and she is with Beyond the Badge New York along with her husband Chris, and we are dedicating this show right now to Nicholas, and I want people to know that we honor him today and recognize his memory as Chris and Michelle have done. The Nicholas Mincarone Memorial Scholarship has been established in his honor. When we come back, we're going to talk some more about that, as well as how you can help Beyond the Badge New York. I hope you'll stick with us. You're listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
The best way to buy, sell, and experience land is with Jonathan Berryhill. For your farm, ranch, recreational, hunting, timber, and acreage needs, contact National Land Realty Professional Jonathan Berryhill at 256-874-7354 or email at jberryhill@nationalland.com. Be sure to follow Jonathan Berryhill with National Land Realty on Facebook. This is your land.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love, and do it today.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta, Nashville, and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
He's got a cold, nothing to worry about.
Just need a couple of stitches.
Your COVID rapid test is negative.
Oh boy, x-ray shows it's broken.
Trust Trinity Medical Care when you need urgent care or routine medical care. Walk-ins are welcome, or let Trinity help you virtually with telemedicine. Visit trinity-medicalcare.com for more information and follow them on Facebook. Trinity Medical Care, where your care comes first. Located on Governor's Drive in South Parkway.
Hey everybody, this is Paul Overstreet, and you are listening to The Mark White Show. Stay tuned, because Mark is doing some things on his show that's helping his community and uplifting people, so you stay with him.
He drives into the city, works extra hard all day, dishes up early so he can get away. 'Cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base, wants dad to watch him play.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I'm glad that you all could join us today as we recognize difference makers in our communities and share their stories to encourage and inspire. One such difference maker would be the organization in New York called Beyond the Badge New York. And I reached out to them about coming on the Mark White Show to talk about their organization plus a scholarship that has been dedicated in the honor of Nicholas Mincarone. It's a Nicholas Mincarone Memorial Scholarship. And I appreciate the great work that Beyond the Badge New York is doing. I've done some research in things that they've been recognized in the community. And of course, it takes a team of people who are willing to dive in and say, we see that there's a problem, we want to help. And I'm sure that's what you found, Michelle, through this organization, is finding people who want to support this effort.
Yes, we have been extremely fortunate. All the members of Beyond the Badge New York are active law enforcement officers. And a lot of the people that, you know, reach out, they are spouses, they are family members, they lost somebody to suicide, fellow officers. Everybody really has gotten behind, you know, the message of breaking the stigma and not wanting to lose any more friends and family. So it's definitely been, it's been amazing, honestly, the amount of support and love that we have gotten from so many people. And it really just kind of keeps us motivated and focused on, you know, getting that message out there and helping as many officers as we can.
That personal experience that you have with Nicholas, and speaking about Chris and the relationship, the friendship that they had all the way back to being 13 years old, that definitely creates a fire, I'm sure, underneath you and Chris to continue to make a difference. Because just as in April's situation, as I mentioned in the first segment, with losing her husband, Charlie Bradley, it created a fire within her after Charlie passed away, knowing what families go through. And she wants to reach out to other families and try to be a resource for them. And I know that's exactly what you and Chris are trying to do through Beyond the Badge New York.
Yeah, no, definitely when this happened, like I said, this was 20 days after me and Chris got married. And what normally would have been, you know, a happy time in the first year, you know, when you're married, the honeymoon phase, it really impacted us in a way that I honestly can't even put to words sometimes. And just seeing how much it devastated Chris was the motivation that I needed. I mean, I'm motivated to begin with sometimes with things, but I just knew that everything, when it came to this charity, like, I had to give everything my all, because I just knew that by me giving everything my all, it might just make Chris feel slightly better. And I knew, like, Nick would be proud and we'd be able to help other people. But when something like this happens, you don't really know. There's nothing you can say to a person to make it feel better. So I just knew that if I gave 100%, you know, into this with Chris, that it just might make him feel less hurt.
Absolutely. And I know that when you see a young person who's going to receive this scholarship, that's going to mean a lot in his memory and his honor, Nicholas's honor, to think that there's a young person who is now going to move forward with Nicholas's legacy and be able to grow as an adult and be able to contribute to society. It has to be a very special opportunity indeed to be able to know that this effort is going to contribute to the life of someone else and be an extension of Nicholas.
Having this scholarship, honestly, has been, like, nothing short of amazing. Like, me and Chris said it the other day at dinner. We were like, this is probably, like, our proudest moment right now for the charity. I mean, we get tons of messages of people saying, you know, thank you for what you're posting. You're helping me get through the day. But just knowing that we were able to get this scholarship, you know, up and running, and it's out there, it's something that we really hoped for from the beginning of starting the charity. And I can't even put to words, like, how happy we are. But I can honestly say, like, as I put it on the website and, you know, we were making it with our team, as much as you're excited that it's there, it's like you're crushed at the fact that you're typing his name and all this information onto the screen at the same time.
Absolutely. And as we think about Nicholas Mincarone and think about the establishment of this scholarship and why it was created in honor of his memory, 15-year veteran of the New York City Police Department, 115th and 106th Precinct, which serves and protects community members of Queens. And Nick was a selfless individual, as described, with a relentless sense of duty. And tragically, he died by suicide on January 25th, 2019. But as Blue Help and others have said on the show, we say it's not how they died, rather how they lived that matters. And yeah, we want to honor Officer Mincarone's 15 years of service, and we want to remember that. And just like you and Chris, I want the legacy of Nicholas to be remembered. I want this officer to be remembered, and I want as many people as possible to be able to be helped because of his story.
Now, honestly, we appreciate the fact of, you know, everybody sharing it, and, you know, you having me come on to talk and, you know, take the time to address this topic, which is, you know, extremely difficult to talk about to begin with. Nick is 100% looking down from above, so beyond proud about what Beyond the Badge New York has turned into.
I want you to be able to share, Michelle, how people can connect with Beyond the Badge New York, as well as finding the scholarship information, the criteria that's there for those who would like to have an opportunity to receive the scholarship.
Sure. So anybody who is interested in applying for the Nicholas Mincarone Memorial Scholarship, the filing period is open now. It closes May 31st. The criteria is a high school senior or college undergrad whose parent, law enforcement parent, died by suicide. But if you go on our website, beyondthebadgenewyork.org, you can find the application, all the criteria of what needs to be submitted, and just mail everything out to us. And if you want to follow us to see kind of like what we're up to, social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, the same thing. It's Beyond the Badge NY, and we literally post everything that we do, from our strikeout suicide event to our cards for cops. We're very active on social media, and every day we try to just post something that is relatable. Like I said, we're all humans. We all have different things going on in our lives. So, you know, the topic of suicide and mental health awareness can be so heavy sometimes that every now and then, you know, you kind of throw in that funny little post, just to kind of remember that, you know, if you don't laugh, all you're going to do is cry.
That's right. And I want you to know, Michelle, that we're taking steps together, and along with Blue Help and the many other organizations who support, like Copline and New York Leap, First Help, Suicide Prevention, I want us to be a team. And I know that it takes a team effort to help make this grow. And this is a wonderful opportunity. This scholarship is a great, huge step for Beyond the Badge New York. I realize that. And I appreciate the great work. And I hope that being able to share about this today, although it's very difficult, Michelle, I hope that it helps you and Chris on this journey as you continue to honor the legacy of Nicholas.
Thank you. Now, honestly, I'm beyond appreciative that you have me on here. And as much as I have tears in my eyes right now, I can honestly say that I have a smile ear to ear, because like you said, the best way to get, you know, the word out there and to really break that stigma, it's a team effort. And I know for a fact that together, collectively, we can make it all happen.
Absolutely. 100%. I want people to go to Beyond the Badge NY on Facebook,
yep,
Beyond the Badge NY, and also go to the website, beyondthebadgeny.org. And while we're at it, I do want people to go to Blue Help as well. We appreciate the efforts that they are in the middle of as they try to help these families and help officers who are struggling. It is also extending out to firefighters very soon, and I'm glad that they have this initiative to help first responders, because this is debilitating. Depression is debilitating. It has an effect on every aspect of a person's life. And while they may serve for 15 years, while they may serve for 20 years, there are things that stay with them and make it difficult for them to even think about being a part of their community. So we want to, again, recognize Blue Help and then Beyond the Badge New York. I appreciate, Michelle, you joining me today, and just let Chris know that I'm in your corner as you move forward with your effort.
Oh, thank you so much, Mark. It was great talking with you.
You're most welcome. And again, this show is dedicated to Nicholas Mincarone, an officer with New York Police Department for 15 years. And we appreciate the Nicholas Mincarone Memorial Scholarship through Beyond the Badge New York. Folks, you know that the Mark White Show is here to recognize difference makers in our communities around the country and the world. We're sharing their stories to encourage and inspire us all to make a difference. If this show is making a difference in your life, I hope that you'll share it with your friends, your family, your neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show, because everybody says, I want a purpose. I want to find my purpose. I want to make a difference. Well, let's do it. Let's don't talk about it. And while you hear stories like Beyond the Badge New York, and you hear about Officer Nicholas Mincarone, find purpose in their stories and make a difference. Find where you fit and make a difference. You can follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. You can also subscribe to The Mark White Show via Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Audio Boom, SoundCloud, Blueberry, and on YouTube. I hope that you'll do that. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show. And this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.
Hey, what's going on, guys? This is Quentin Aaron, and you are listening to The Mark White Show. I want to encourage people to be more kind to one another. We only have one life to live, and let's do it treating people the way we want to be treated in return. Spread some cheer, spread some love, be kind to one another. God bless.
Hi, everybody. This is DJ Thomas. You know, raindrops may be falling on your head, but on Kyla's corner, she's living life sunny side up.
You are my sunshine, my only.
This is Kyla Carter of Kyla's Corner. You can hear my segment every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on The Mark White Show. Remember to tune in every Saturday and always live life sunny side up.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
Is it time for a haircut? Go see my friends Philip Butler and B.H. Parker at Southwind Barbershop, located at 1637 Lee Street in Rogersville, Alabama. Give them a call at 256-247-5658. That's 256-247-5658.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set them in. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the University Preparatory Diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15228 Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
The Dependable Service Center.
High Five Liquidation is coming to Athens, Alabama. At High Five Liquidation, everything is only $5. Household items, automotive items, kitchen and bath items, air fryers, citizen watches, shop vacs, Instapots, crock pots, clothing, and much, much more. At High Five Liquidation, everything is $5. Located at 1206 Highway 31 South in Athens, just north of Ramona J's. Give them a call at 256-444-2682. You can also follow them on Facebook at High Five Liquidation. Stay tuned for the grand opening date coming soon.
Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good today.